In the FAI Intermediate Cup replay this afternoon, Coghill Celtic headed to take on Kilnamana, but unfortunately were defeated on a scoreline of 2-1. And delighted to say I'm joined on the line by the Coghill Celtic manager, Gavin Cullen. Gavin, disappointed, no doubt, after that defeat?
I'm very disappointed. You know, I felt we had a good opportunity to go through in this tie. It just wasn't to be over the two legs, over two games, I suppose. We didn't do enough.
Talk us through today's game. I know last time out against Kilnamana, it was a tough, tight affair. And by all indications, I do believe the game was similar today.
Very, very similar game today. Conditions were very, very tough for both teams. Gale Force Wind, hailstones, rain, you name it. The pitch was tight, tough, as I say, but we acquitted ourselves quite well. The first 20-25 minutes, I thought we were excellent. But Mark Moran was picking pockets of space up and creating chances and getting on the ball. I think we were on the front foot, we were 1-0 up. And after that, then there was a few breaks in play and stuff, and they seemed to regroup, and they finished the first half stronger. They had probably 3 or 4 efforts in goal on myself, and then we got caught with a sort of a sucker punch. We sort of went to sleep and left 2 men free at the back post, and they got their equaliser. So it was really shot in the arm for themselves, and it gave them in a game where we were bossing, give them a real lift, you know, it's got on the second half.
You got the early goal as well, so that settled things, but just you couldn't push on from that.
We didn't, no, it didn't seem to. It was a bit like the game at home. We were doing enough and we were playing well, and we were getting a point in the pitch, but we just weren't creative enough in the final third then, and as they were caught, we would have naivety to give them very equaliser, and it sort of went in half-time, 1-1, but at the same time, we still felt we had more enough in the locker to go and win the game, but they're very, very experienced side. Kilnamana, I think 5 or 6 ex-League of Ireland players, coming back to them, and they knew they were very cynical, they broke up play, they were fouling right, left and centre in the game and stopping us getting any head of steam up, which was smart for them, but in our own league at home, you know, with so many fouls like that, the referees be booking players and the refs down here don't, you know, it's just a different league in the way they do things, you know.
Is that frustrating from your point of view, obviously?
Very frustrating, yeah, definitely. Like I say, anytime we get any passes of play or any passes together, we were fouled and we were continuously fouled. But at the same time, it was smart by them, and it was good game plan, and it worked for them. You know, especially when they went 2-1 up, they sort of just killed the game for the next 30 minutes. The ball had to play, the strong ones and stuff like that. And it's disappointing to say. The second goal we give away, our right-back Keegan Hegarty was stealing the ball out of play. He was fouled, in my opinion, in our opinion, he was fouled. Referee would fly on and they crossed the ball in the box and the guy took the goal quite well, so it was disappointing there as well, you know.
How frustrating is that, Gavin? Obviously you've had time to reflect on it a little bit, but
it's frustrating. It's been a funny cup run this year. It's been a frustrating, we've seen good things, seen bad things from ourselves, we've seen, you know, well documented refereeing decisions and stuff, and I'm not wanting to make a big deal about it, but it is frustrating, and it's frustrating with the players. Like, I think 2 minutes to go today, we had the ball in the box and James Bradley hooked the ball in the net. We celebrated and the referee called it back, and we're thinking, I think at this stage nobody has been given an explanation why the goal was disallowed, but like, we expect these decisions to happen when we come to Dublin, when we come to Cork, and it happened, and obviously we're disappointed in it, you know, but at the same time we probably should have done more in the home tie to get through, you know.
And that's probably my next question was, suppose when you had Kilnamana at home, it was a tough ask to go down to Dublin, but Coghill Celtic are a very experienced side and have, you know, come away with victories, big victories like they were hoping to achieve today, but just wasn't to be.
It wasn't to be. Like, look, we have experience in the side, but this season we're actually quite a young side. A lot of young boys are on the team. Like, I think today the probably average age was probably 20, 21, you know, in the team, which you know, you take myself and probably James Bradley out of it. So we don't have a lot of experience in the squad this year like we had a few years ago, and it maybe showed that we were slightly naive in terms of when we were getting fouled and the game was breaking up, that we had nobody out there to sort of get us going again, you know. But it's a lesson, and the boys will learn from it, and hopefully for the rest of the season, you know, when Spurs is out of it, you know.
Okay, Gavin, thanks very much for joining us here on Highland Radio Sunday Sport, and safe journey back to Inishowen.